Okay, we're in order here. Hello, order, and I welcome you, and is there a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting?
I have a question.
Oh, go ahead.
I couldn't find the meeting, the minutes to read, so how can we approve them?
They weren't up the day that the agenda went out, they were up the following day, so if you only checked it the first day, they weren't up, but they were up the following day.
Okay.
If you'd like to continue it, just so you have a chance to read it, that's fine, we'll just have them on the next agenda.
I just hope someone read it. I was gonna say, we can't approve it if we haven't read it. So I couldn't read it, so I assume no one.
So that would be the first time in your life you wrote something that you hadn't read?
Well, I'll plead the fifth.
Well, you said it one time.
I didn't wanna vote for that.
I made the motion.
Okay.
Nobody wants to second it.
Go ahead.
Oh, I thought you didn't want to second that, huh?
I second that, but I mean.
Oh, cool.
No, I, as long as there's a couple people that read it, that's awesome.
Notice that no one is answering, but we'll proceed anyway. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Okay. We're now on the regular agenda. The petition of the city of Savannah, Joe is back.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we have another naming petition. This is for a public park that currently, is unnamed, and is proposed to be named the Thomas Fulton Jr. Park. And the petitioner is the city of Savannah. I'm going to get an aerial up here so you can see the location. This is in the Windsor Forest neighborhood, and it's at the intersection of Northwood Road and Elder Court. So you can see this is Elder Court and this is Northwood Road. And so this is the existing park that is located here that is currently unnamed. The city of Savannah, as you know, adopted a naming policy to govern how we evaluate their names, the names of parks. And the park is proposed to be named after Thomas Fulton Jr. He was a Savannah native. And a noteworthy person associated with the city. He was instrumental in creating the Windsor Forest Neighborhood Association, and he was also an avid activist for tree preservation. He served on the Park and Tree Commission for 10 years from 1995 to 2005, and serving as chair for 3 years from 1999 until 2002. He passed away in 2011. So one of the criteria is for naming is to honor and commemorate a noteworthy person associated with the city of Savannah. In that regard, it's been met. There are certain things that we're required to take into account, such as the number of businesses affected or residences affected. We feel that all of those standards are met. We did send, noticed the property on site, as well as sent written notices to all property owners within 200 feet and the neighborhood association, and we did not receive any comments as a result of that. We did receive one question and no concerns. So we are recommending approval for the city of Savannah's request to name this park Thomas Fulton Jr. Park, because it meets the criteria established in the city's naming policy. This would be a recommendation that would have to go forward to city council for their final approval. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
No questions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any discussion? I guess we hear from the lawyer. Kind of public first, don't we? I don't really see you as the public.
Good afternoon, Joseph Sharehouse with the City Manager's Office, City of Savannah. As Ella mentioned, Thomas Fulton Jr. was the commissioner of the Park and Tree, the chairman of the Park and Tree Commission for over 10 years. It's commonly known in South Savannah, if you find a tree that is over 30 years old, it's likely contributed to Mr. Fulton. He was a huge advocate for planting more trees on the south side. When the south side did not have the tree canopy that it does today, he has a long history of preservation of trees and tree canopies. Much of the right-of-way in the south of Savannah now has trees planted on it because of Mr. Fulton's advocacy. This particular park would bear his name, and there are plans in the future to add other amenities such as benches.
I just wanted to comment. I mean, I read his biography, and it sounds like
couldn't be a worthier person. So I just want to say that on the record.
Thank you.
Well done, Mr. Shirehouse.
Thank you. Any discussions? I think we can have a discussion now.
Shirehouse, can I ask you a question? How many more of these are you going to, I mean, I'm not arguing. It's, you know, Windsor Forest is the newest large tract, you know, brought into the city a long time ago when I was working. That's how long it is. So it makes sense that there are more opportunities for naming out there.
Yes, sir.
But I mean, like, your office working on more of these, and I only say that, and we meet because we have to be here for petitions, but I mean, it's like the third one in like the last 3-4 months, which is great. But I mean, if you're gonna have, I'm just wondering if there's a possibility of accumulating these and bringing them in, so we have a hearing and we listen to a number at one time rather than one at a time. That's my only reason why I asked that question.
Yeah, definitely. That's something we could look into. I think it is important to note that it takes some time for these petitions to be completed. Generally, when we receive a request, we submit the application and guidelines and let the applicants know it's a generally 3-month timeline.
Okay.
From the moment that you ask for the application to when we present it to you. So if one petition is completed within the 3 months and another, sometimes there's some variation there. I also would like to mention with this particular petition, Mr. Fulton's wife is still alive today. However, she is ill. We're not sure how much longer she'll be with us. So this one, we've made a strong effort to move forward as fast as we possibly could. The naming ceremony, if approved, will be at the end of this month. So that she can attend that particular event.
Well, I'm not objecting. I'm just saying it might be a better use of your time.
But I agree.
We did also, about 4 or 5 at one time, but I didn't understand it was a 90-day period, so that's fine.
And also to know we have had a large increase in not only the number of petitions, but the number of requests for information or assistance and applications. Right now we have about 15 applications that are pending. Most of those will not come to you. Because they won't be officially approved or make it through the process, but there has been a large increase in the interest of naming.
Well, you've done a good job with that. I'm not suggesting you
wouldn't it be possible for us to be, this board to be informed in some fashion when that, exactly, a reminder of when the ceremony is?
Sure.
Because we're trying to get to these things.
Sure. Yes.
We don't know about them oftentimes.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, I can make a note of that to remind each of you when all the ceremonies take place.
Oh, great.
You can just let me know, and I'm happy to forward
it.
Okay.
She can get it out.
Yeah. Thank you.
Follow.
Very helpful.
Yeah. What department are you with?
So I work in the city manager's office. I'm a project manager in the city manager's office, a variety of different.
And you are in charge of naming the parks? I'm trying to.
Yes, so.
There's individuals that want certain parks and what have you named in their communities.
Right.
I want to be able to send them to you.
Right. If somebody's interested in naming, encourage them to contact the city manager's office.
Mm-hmm.
And likely you'll be sent to me, who will send you an application. And I'm happy to walk any citizen through the application process.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to know, though, I just assist with the combining of the application. So most of the work is on the citizen, mm-hmm, or the petitioner to gather that information together. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of different departments have feedback within that particular petition. In the instance of a park, the Park and Tree Commission also weighs in on the application, which they did on this one, which was unanimously approved.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a feeling it's not as easy as when it gets to us, it's done. But there's a lot of work that goes.
It's a lot more work, and I think, you know, sometimes citizens will call me and think that it's simply, you know, a good idea about a noble person. But there's a process for a reason, and that process it takes some time to accomplish.
Give me your number, and let me ask you this: is there a website that an individual could go to, a particular department on the city of Savannah's website, or what have you? They're interested in doing something like this?
The application is on the website, but I would encourage any applicant to contact our office just so we can really make it clear of what is involved in the process. We don't want them to spend any, you know, energy on something that may not be feasible. So my number is 912 651-6401. That's my direct line, and I'm happy to help anyone who's interested.
What's your first name
again? Joseph Sherhouse, Jr.
Jr.
Oh.
There was a first.
There was.
Long time head of
Leisure Services. I know your dad real good. He knows me too. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
I make a motion we approve the petition request.
Second.
We have approved staff recommendation.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries unanimously.
Are we voting, Mary, or are we just telling you?
We're avoiding the stupid computers.
Fine.
We're protesting.
Voice orders.
Protesting.
I ask permission.
Oh, good. Good for you.
Okay, other business. Ellen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Ellen and I were talking about this whole slave monument thing, which is difficult. And she has some thoughts. And by the way, if you need to go around, because I know you have a conflict.
Would you mind?
Not a bit.
Okay.
See you on.
Bye.
So at the last meeting, we talked about the conversation was centered a lot around the historical marker that Georgia Historical Society put up to commemorate the week in time. And it's over on Augusta Avenue currently. And the conversation of the board was that, you know, not a lot of people know it's there. It's not in the historical location of, you know, where the slave auction occurred. How can we, you know, get more information out to folks about it to let them know that it's there? And so the board asked me to just look into it a little bit, and I have. I don't have a recommendation to put before you because I really like a little bit more feedback from the board on some of the ideas that I have come up with over the last month talking to different people. So in a couple thoughts to just share with you, to you all. You know, I think it's... I have some hesitation about, you know, plaques for plaque's sake, or a plaque to say there's another plaque over here, and then there's another plaque over here, when I feel like the real crux of this particular issue is simply the lack of knowledge and the lack of information out there about this particular event, as well as African American history in general, but this was the one that the commission's discussion focused on. You know, I think there are other ways that we can look at to raise the awareness of it that, you know, we might want to consider. Dr. Henry mentioned as in our previous discussion, looking at through the tourism industry and talking with different folks like Vonnet Goodwalker, who does, you know, a walking tour, or Jamal Torre, who also does vehicular tours, and I'm sure that it's on their radar screen, but just making sure that it's a regular part of, you know, what they do. Reaching out to other tour companies and seeing if they can be added to their repertoire. Talking with folks like Joe Marinelli of Visit Savannah and seeing if he has any ideas. I mean, I'm not an expert on tourism and what's out there. There may be additional ways to get that information out there. But those were some of the things that we had talked about and we're thinking about. If the commission is really interested in putting up another plaque in a more visible location, I do think that the African American monument that's located on River Street would be the most appropriate location to do that. My only hesitation with that is that was a controversial project when it occurred. It took a long time to get it through the approval process, and there were a lot of different entities and public figures involved with it, and I worry that if we are sort of opening up that conversation again, we're going to make changes to the African American monument, then it's going to open up the entire conversation all over again, and different people are going to want different things, and I'm really hesitant to do that. I think that there may be other ways that we can look at, but anyway, I just wanted to present those thoughts and ideas to you, and really hear back from the commission for additional thoughts and guidance on how to best proceed.
I think you'd make a really good point about opening up Pandora's box, not on that particular one, but on any of these, particularly with the renaming mentality that's going on now about a lot of things that have nothing to do with common sense, probably, but there's a lot of it going around. I think it's a dangerous time to embark on a new policy. I think a lot of it gets back to the original plaque being where it should be, so that it's visible. Also, see, did you say you were going to talk with Joe Marinelli? That is a great idea, because those people have a wonderful way of marketing.
Yes.
Now, it might even be that there could be a, I'm sure you have a monuments map that shows where everything is. I mean, I just got, now crazy, I just got a Facebook thing from some photography that's available. If you go to a University of Georgia football game in Athens, you can literally find yourself in this 92,000 people.
Really?
I'm serious.
That's amazing.
And so that's the kind of technology that's out there, mm-hmm. that people are getting, you know, used to. So maybe if we had a map of the city, which is not hard to do apparently, mm-hmm. but the locations of the maps that could be included in the materials that are distributed to the website of the CVB, I call it CVB.
Sure.
Well, even the city of Savannah for that matter, and even our location. Maybe if we found better ways of putting out the information that we already know about, mm-hmm. it might facilitate some people finding them. But I worry about putting signs, markers to show where markers are, because I think that there would be a plethora and not always in the best interest of visibility and just what the decor of the city is. Mm-hmm. That would be just a quick.
I think that's a good idea.
I like the idea of having a virtual map or something.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I mean,
that's a good idea. I mean, does the Georgia Historical Society, I'm guessing they have a list of the locations and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen the list.
So, I mean, but it's not available in, like, virtual form or whatever.
I don't think it's available. I think they just literally have a map and a list.
No, Alicia was...
I think it could just... very doable.
I like that idea.
How would we... Well, before I forget, Alicia has told me that the marker for the Weeping Time is not in the right place.
It's a quarter of a mile from the actual site.
Mm-hmm. So that, to me, let me ask you this. Who is Joe Marinelli, and why is he a person of interest that could give more information on this? I don't know who that is.
Mr. Marinelli is the president of Visit Savannah, which is the tourism marketing group for the city of Savannah. So he might have some ideas on how to, best get the word out to within the tourism community.
Okay. Now, another question. What you're saying is that you don't think that it would be a good idea to have discussion about removing the marker from where it is to the actual place where it happened?
No, ma'am, that's not okay. What I said.
Clarify that.
So, I didn't make any comments about whether or not, we should move the marker or not. Georgia Historical Society, who's responsible for the marker, they made the proposal on Augusta Avenue. And the reason that they proposed it there was because it was a publicly owned site. It's my understanding, and we can get them to clarify this, that the location where the event actually took place is in private hands now. And so they would have to get approval of the private entity, and they also felt like it was much less visible than where it is located on Augusta Avenue. So that was the impetus for the decision to put it in a more visible location in an area that they could get property owner permission for.
Also,
was the thought process.
The actual site, because I've gone over there and walked around the whole area, it's not actually it's not easily accessible via walking or anything like that, compounded by the fact that I think that it's like a mostly the lumber company that owns that area.
Someone told me that the Savannah Housing Authority own that property.
They said that.
Do y'all know who actually owns it?
So the actual. I've done a considerable amount of research about this. So the original racetrack is huge.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of partly on. There's Brock Elementary is on part of the property.
Mm-hmm.
I think Housing Authority might be on part of the property, and then this lumber company I think is on part of the property.
Mm-hmm.
That's to the best of my knowledge how it currently is set up.
Yeah, I thought they said at the time that. they make reference to the housing authority problem, that there being some housing authority problem.
I think there's a, like, it's like, you know, the entire racetrack, former racetrack, is just split into different land tracks now.
Offhand, I don't know if you all agree with me or not, tell me, please, but offhand it sounds like we just leave well enough on the road. If the historic society has said this is the best place for it, that's probably it.
You know what, when you say open up a can of worms, sometimes that can of worms need to be opened up, and Pandora's box need to be unlocked.
Well, I've unlocked a lot of them, but this is not...
Hold on, let me finish. You're being rude, stop. Now, if we need to put something there to commemorate that this is what happened, this was a very pivotal part of history in Savannah, Georgia. I mean, people talk about it and what have you, but, you know, a lot of people don't talk about it because they don't know. And hey, from years from now, you want people to know that this is what actually happened. It's ugly, you know, there's nothing pretty about it, but it's what happened. And it happened here in Savannah. So I think we need to look into it more. I've talked to Brunella Lanier with Ivory Bay, and you know, they're interested in sitting down and discussing it and seeing what we can do about it. But we gotta know who the property actually belongs to, because that's the problem that we was having in the beginning, finding out where this property, who this property actually belongs to, you know?
Well, first of all, it's their plaque. We don't have $4,000 to put into a plaque.
People raise money
again,
for plaques.
Listen to me, but I think the idea of knowledge doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have a sign, a plaque that tells you where something happened. The important thing is what happened, and that it happened here. It may be a block or two or whatever, in this case, whatever the distance is, away from it, but the fact that somebody is on a well-traveled path and who can actually get to see the sign, reads the sign and says, oh my God, that happened here. Not here physically where the post is in the ground, but here in Savannah. It's much better than having a sign, I would think, having a marker up where nobody sees it. Then they'll never read about it.
Then why not have that marker that tells people about it in a place where a lot of people will see it? Like, it's not very visible out there on Augusta Street.
But it would be less visible if it was on the exact site.
Right, but it'd be more visible if it was on the, you know, slave monument down on River Road. People would actually see it and remember it. And since the marker is not where it really occurred, why wouldn't you put it in a place where actually people would see it and then remember where it is.
And possibly go there.
I think we have two questions. I understand this, the delicacy of fooling around with the African American monument at this point. One possibility might be a separate standalone sign next to it or adjacent to it or something. Second point is, why don't we get the historic people here who can explain to us what's going on.
Sure, yeah, I'd be happy to.
And what they're, and we can bounce some ideas off them. They pay for it, don't they?
They pay for half of it.
Definitely.
And then there's a sponsoring organization that pays for the other half. I don't recall who the sponsoring organization was.
I believe I know who it is.
Well, I sponsor half of it.
Could I add something as well, Mr. Chairman?
Sure, of course.
One point, I think the conversation we're having is because, if I'm not mistaken, because this plaque is in a place that not many people see, right. So we're trying to solve that problem. Mm-hmm. I was going to also suggest, given that I've researched and written about it, I've talked to a few different people who have expressed that they wanted to do some sort of monument or something in the past. Now, this is about maybe over a year, probably more like 2 years ago, and they were expressing interest in doing some sort of public art project. I don't know where that's at, but I could contact those people and see if, bring them into the conversation and say, we as a board are having this conversation, and maybe, you know, they would be paying for whatever happens.
Let's think about this for a while. It sounds like we should get together with Mr. Marinelli and the other two people you met, either together or separately. They come here, I can take us all to lunch, whatever you want to do. But let's start talking to the people who know something about it, and I'm not among them.
Well, you've really got two issues. One is specific to this particular issue, but what she's talking about with regard to Joe and his people is, I mean, I get a monthly email from them, if you will, and they go through where to eat, where to dine, where to get a drink, where to get a beer, where to do this. And you know what? They could have one that says where to read about the monuments or the historical monuments or whatever. So it would, there's already a vehicle out there.
Yeah.
I think it's just a matter of, I don't think anybody's ever suggested it to them. I mean, they're ferocious marketers.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if the staff just talked to them about it, they'd have all kinds of ideas, probably.
Well,
that's more of a general, where are the plaques located?
It's worth looking into.
As opposed to what y'all talking about, something specific.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a group that's got interest or whatever, that's great.
Yeah. I think they would. It would benefit them to be aware that we're even having this conversation.
Yeah. And you know what? You could do both things.
Yeah.
You could do the marketing part, and you could do the
absolutely.
The placard part. I just think it's something that we need to.
Yeah. And as far as Joe Marinelli is concerned, I was mentioning this earlier. As I recall, the New York Times 3 days in, you know, they have this weekly feature. Well, they had Savannah a few years ago. And the only criticism was we were a little light on African American history.
A little light.
A lot.
Well, you go through the list of monuments, and there's more than I thought there was.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, it was okay. So you know, if I were in Joe Marinelli's shoes, that would be of concern.
Absolutely. But I think he'd be looking for opportunities.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's a good suggestion.
Okay. Any more discussion on this?
So let me ask you a question. Chairman, when we have this meeting where all of us come together, would it be okay for me to invite Brunetta Lanier with the Ivory Bridge?
Okay, I'm sorry, what meeting are we talking about?
The lunch, when you said all of us get together.
I mean, well,
we don't need to take Joe Marinelli to lunch to get him to jump on something like this. He'd jump all over it.
Well, let's see what their interest is first.
Okay.
I mean, I'll be happy to pitch in once they think this is worth talking about.
But I mean, if you have the Georgia Historical come to one of our meetings, they want their program to be pertinent too, you know? So I think that they'd be willing participants in a meeting. I mean, I really do. I don't need to meet, that's for sure.
I just would think that it would be a great idea to have the people that live in that community to be a part of what's getting ready to happen.
Sure.
And they do have the Ivory Bay project.
And I don't know what that is.
That's where they have the, I think it's five communities, the Hudson Hill, West Savannah, Woodville, Tompkins, all that area.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all coming together to do something positive in that community in West Savannah because there's nothing there.
When you say something positive,
I guess. They want a multicultural center over there, you know, better housing, and just to uplift that community. And they were talking about doing something with the Weeping Times.
Okay.
And Brunetta Lanier is the head of that, and I'm actually on the board with them. So I think that if she comes in, or, you know, some of the people in that community, because that is their community, that's where they live.
And they vote.
And they vote, exactly. That would be a great thing, you know, to include them.
I'm not sure how to do it, but I think that's a good idea.
Hey, you know, we got to figure it out.
Yeah, well, that's why we're all kind of fumbling around. The fumbling will get less. You know, it'll eventually straighten out somewhere. Okay, so I think the next thing is you're going to check with the people we've mentioned and see what they think.
Mm-hmm.
And any ideas they might have, and I can't know if we can add a representative from the, what is it?
Ivory Bay Coalition.
Ivory Bay Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
That would be helpful.
Mm-hmm. And Brunetta Lanier is the main.
Okay. Is that okay with you?
Absolutely.
I think we're on the right track here.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting near the right track anyway.
It could be that a lot of these people have been thinking of and already have ideas that are on their own as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other new business? Okay, there being none.
Is the next meeting?
Oh, yeah. November 8th, thank you.
On the schedule before November 8th.
Yes, November the 8th, Thursday, 4 p.m. here. Tell them to remind me. Meeting here.